I really hope that the Lord would bless me to speak a few words this morning that would be a benefit to someone. I've enjoyed the service up to this present time, and it's been a good place to be here, especially in these troubled times. Why, when we go into the house of God, why, seem like the world spins and just spinning under our feet out here, and so many things are going on that we're like a little kid. We used to play a little game that we'd get a hold of one another's hands and we'd start running just as hard as we could run, and it seemed like that's what it demands anymore, just as hard as you can run. And when they'd spin around, well, that one on the end would get going so fast that he couldn't keep his feet on the ground, then they'd let him go, and he'd just go rolling and get up and couldn't hardly stand up straight at all. And that's the way this world will do you.
Amen.
That's the way it'll do. But
that's a good example.
When we come to the house of God, we kind of get our bearing back, don't we? We're standing on solid ground then. The church, she's a foundation. I want you to know that you can stand on that won't spin under your feet, because God's church, I tell you, it's a solid foundation for us, brethren. When we come into God's house to worship Him in spirit and in truth, we start to get in a right mind a little bit. Sometimes out here in this world, things are so mixed up and so crazy, and seem like it's getting even more so. But you know, the Bible tells us that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, unto them that are called according to His purpose. And so God is still in charge today. We may think that things are going awful wrong, but God is still in charge. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And so, brethren, sometimes when we see something, we think that's so bad, but God can turn it for good for the sake of His children. I want to give you just a little example here, if God would bless me for a moment of time. Back 30 years ago, brethren, a little over, I came to the Lord, and I cried unto His name, and God blessed me to join a little church down here in Lewis County, Kentucky. It was just a little church. We didn't even have any rug on the floor, brethren. We had some old wooden benches that the brothers had made. We had a little tin heater that we heated by. But we loved the Lord, and there wasn't a bit of very few that came that way. But I remember the Lord put a fire down on the inside of me that I loved to hear the gospel. And I remember in January that year, when church time rolled around, we had our meeting on the third weekend of the month, and anyway, I had about 50 miles to go, but I wanted to go, although it was a long ways. There was many churches that I passed by to get there, but that's where I felt that the Lord wanted me to go. And in January of that year, I had to go up a mountain to get there. And I just bought a brand new four-wheel drive truck, and I had to get out and pile rocks in the back of it to make it up the mountain to keep from spinning out. But God met with us there that day, and there were just five of us there that day, but God met with us anyway. God can bless a few just the same as He can 1,000, brethren. It doesn't matter how many's there, as long as the Lord is there. And I believe that the Lord is here today. I felt Him right down in my heart.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, before the next month had rolled around, there was a big snow on the ground. If y'all remember the winter of 78 and 79, I believe it's one of the roughest ones that we've had. And conditions were bad the world, just like they are now. There was a lot of people laid off. There was a lot of people out of work back then. And at times they were kind of troubled. But you know, God uses things like that to take our mind off of the things of the world and let us see what reality really is. You cannot trust the things of the world. Don't trust in your possession. They'll let you down. They'll let you down. God just lets you use them anyway. We don't possess nothing in this world except salvation. That He gave unto us, brethren. That's ours. That's ours to keep. And we won't lose that. That's solid, brethren. That's solid. He didn't say as long as you do this or as long as you do that. He said, believe in me and ye shall have eternal life. Them that believe, they'll have good works. I ain't worried about the children of God having good works. They'll get like David was if they get disobedient. What was David? What did he say? He said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Why in the world would he say that the rod of correction? He said it comforts him. Now, it don't sound like no item of comfort to me, but God can use it for such. God can use it for such. I know, Brother Fred, if I get out of the way, that God will lay the rod to me. He won't cast me out. He won't disown me. He might lay the rod to me. But if we're sons, we'll receive a chastisement, the Bible says. If we have not the chastisement, then we're bastards and not sons. That's what this word says. If things are going too good for you, I'd get a little bit concerned.
That's right.
I'd get a little bit concerned. He said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And so, even in troubles and trials down here, there's a blessing in them, Brother Junior. There's a blessing in them for God's children. God can turn everything to the good of them that love and serve Him. And He will. We don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what lies ahead. There may be millions of people out of work in this country. But if it'll come to call upon the Lord where the real help comes from, it'll be a blessing to them, won't it? They may not have as fine a home or as big a car to drive, but it'll be a blessing. These things don't matter no way, brother. Amen. Brother Greg, they don't matter. They don't matter. Why our old forefathers, are they saddled up for mules a lot of times, and they were happy in the Lord.
Well,
that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You cannot get beyond God's word. This is God's word. Whatever it says in here, believe it, trust it.
Amen.
Though you may not understand it, none of us understand everything. But I believe every word of this is true. I hope that everyone that's here today, that if you've not trusted in God, you will do so. And this is a good time to start. Today is the day of salvation. If it said tomorrow, then it would give you a license to go on and sin another day longer. But today, if you'll hear His voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
Today.
Good.
That's the only time that the gospel will accept.
Yes, sir. That's why.
And I want you to know that you may be here tomorrow, but the times of your salvation are not yours to give. They're not yours to give. They belong to the Lord. The Bible says that he that is often reproved and hardens his heart shall be cut off, and that without remedy.
Oh,
that would be an awful place to be. That would be an awful place to be. I thought about that as you were speaking of the man that said that he was ready to go. He knew he was lost, but he thought he was ready to go. He sounds to me like he was turned over to the hardness of heart, that he'd believe a lie and be damned. That wasn't the end of his troubles. Death will not be the end of the troubles of the ungodly. I want you to know that. It'll just be the beginning. For the children of God, it will be the beginning of true joy. That song that you sang, joyfully, joyfully. Well, we may be blessed a little bit down here, Brother Junior, but I don't think that it would even compare to the joy that we'll feel when we cross old Jordan, and knowing that every trouble and every trial is far behind, that forever and forever we'll be with the Lord. And there'll be no sickness, no pain. There'll be no deaths, no more dying over there. It'll be all joy and peace forevermore. You know, the best that we can do down here, when the Lord with His Spirit blesses us in the house of God down here, I believe in the back of our minds, we know that soon as we go out that door, there's another trouble, another sorrow, another heartache down the road. But thank God in that day, they'll never come again. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more sorrow. God Himself shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. He said that he would, God Himself will serve us. I can't understand that, Brother Junior, but I believe it anyway. I believe that He's going to give us a filling portion. He's going to give us a filling portion. We receive it in measure down here. Why, we couldn't accept the whole thing. I don't think it would destroy this old flesh. But on that day, brethren, I will receive a full measure as God, as Jesus breathed the Holy Ghost upon His disciples and sent them out, and they went forth preaching the gospel. But one of these days we'll receive that full measure of the Holy Ghost. We get enough to go by down here. Yes. Enough to get by, but thank God in that day it'll be a full measure. A full measure. Is that what you want? If that's what you want, you can have it according to God's word. Whosoever will, let him come. And that's the message that we preach today. Come to Jesus. If you're lost, come to Jesus. If you're in trouble, come to Jesus. Whatever bothers you, come to Jesus. He's got the answers. He's got them all. He's got them all. They're right here. Jesus is the answer. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. And only through and by Him can you get to heaven. And there's only two places. There's only two places for the soul. And that one place is called heaven. And the other is that lake of fire. And where the beast and the false prophet are. And if you go there, you're going to go as an intruder. It wasn't built for you. It was for Satan and his angels. That's who it was for. It was created for Satan and his angels. And if you go, you'll go as an intruder. Yes, I've heard many say, well, if I go, I'll have a lot of company. You sure will, but you won't enjoy them. I want you to know that. You won't enjoy your company down there. But if you go to heaven, you'll enjoy that company. I've got so many that already left this world and gone on, and I hope to see them over there. And I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know how much we're going to know about this life. It doesn't matter anyway. It don't matter. That don't bother me one bit, brother. And I wouldn't argue with anybody over that. They may have a little better insight on that than I do, but I want you to know that as sure as I stand here before you, it'll be peace and joy forevermore. And that's good enough, ain't it? That's good enough. I don't have to know everything to be happy. So much of it probably wouldn't do me no good anyway. It'd be like an airplane. If I had it, I couldn't fly it, so what good would it do? But this This we do have. We have God's Word. And I love it. I love His Word. Jesus, He came to fulfill. He came to fulfill the Scriptures. And, if you love Jesus, you love His Word. He fulfilled it. He fulfilled the Law and the Prophets. And since that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it, and it's a pressing way. You'll not get there by accident. I want you to know that. You'll have to have a purpose of heart. You have to have a purpose of heart. I believe that God's Spirit will come and He'll call you. He'll call you, and that's a time that you can work. When God's Spirit is working in your heart, that's the only time. I'm not saying that a man can't come, but I'm telling you he will not come except the Spirit draw him.
No man seeketh after him.
Yeah, he won't. Nature won't do that, brother. No, sir. But I remember I used to sit back there in the back of the house, and the old preacher would be preaching. I'd grip onto the back of the seat, and the biggest lump would come up in my throat. That preacher, he didn't hurt me one bit. He never laid a finger on me. But yet I knew that there was something there. I knew that it was real, brother. I knew that it was real. It wasn't just some fairy tale.
No, sir.
No, God gave you a conscience to know right from wrong. You may override your conscience, but when your conscience is not sufficient to save you anyway, it takes the Spirit of God. Your conscience can let you know that you're lost, but it can't save you. Jesus can, though. If you're condemned this morning, Jesus is your only remedy. He's the only remedy you got. Call upon Him. Say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Why, that's all you can do. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing that was worth one drop of that blood.
That's right.
But, Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to do? That was what Paul said, wasn't it? And, you know, he wrote many of the scriptures that we find in this book. And he suffered many things. And we, brethren, we'll suffer many things too. If we'll walk godly in this life, we shall suffer persecution. It's not a question if, it says shall. He that would live godly in this life shall suffer persecution. They may mock you and they may talk about you, but I'll tell you what, you can love them anyway. You know, I was trying to tell a man that I really liked one time. I was trying to tell him about Jesus, and he laughed in my face. And you know, you would think that would hurt you, but it didn't. The Lord poured me out the biggest blessing that you ever seen. So God will set you a table in the presence of your enemy. He sure will. May God bless each and every one of you. I hope that I've said something that would be of help to someone along the way, that as you go through this life, God has got men that is trying to tell you right. And I ain't doing it for money. You couldn't pay me. Amen. You couldn't pay me. Because my reward is up there, brother. If we receive our reward down here, he says we've already been paid. Amen. We've already been paid. But our reward is in heaven. And I'm gonna receive mine one of these days. And though I'm not deserving of it, it was a gift of
grace.
Gift of grace, wasn't
it?
And I've only done just a little of what was my duty to do down here. But over there, I believe that I'll sit down and with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the writers of this book, and we'll all be the same over there. We'll be one with God. And so you can't divide one. You can't do it. God is one, and the church and Christ, and so there'll be no end to the joy over there, and that's where I want to go. I hope that's where you want to go too. And if you want to go, you can through the Lord Jesus Christ.